We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Good evening, fans. Welcome back to Frickers on the Falcons Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. BGSU football will make its first ever trip to South Bend on Saturday to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. After a week off, here to talk about that and more is head coach Scott Leffler joining us here at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Todd. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. And let's look back to a week without a game. Every season is different. You know, some seasons you feel like it might come at a good time, whether it's for injuries or other reasons. Other seasons you'd like to keep on rolling, not have that off week, depending on how it is going. Now that it's in the rearview mirror, was the off week a fortuitous one for your team, a good week off?
It was. We practiced 3 times last week. We changed the structure of how we practice normally. During an off week, there's a significant time that we have off, but we decided as a staff that we needed to work on our competitiveness, we needed to work on our fundamentals, and we needed to work on our love and passion and how we do business on a day-to-day. So we practiced extremely hard these for 3 days last week.
Yeah, you mentioned at your press gathering earlier today that a lot of these practices were starters on starters, just trying to maybe rekindle a little of that fire from the preseason after 3 or 4 weeks of a season here?
Yeah, we thought it was really important to play speed on speed. It was a great opportunity for us to compete against each other. We had several periods where we'd blow the whistle and just give a random situation and let them compete. Everything was winner loser, and I thought it was a positive week.
And when you look back to the last time you played at Kent State, the defense had its struggles, and a lot of times during that game, it was hard to say that Kent State won the play because they won before the ball was even snapped. There were a lot of alignment problems that game. Their tempo seemed to have your guys second-guessing themselves or not getting where they needed to be before the snap. As you look back on it, was that as big a problem as anything physically that happened?
There was a few times very similar to how we go fast that we caught them in the same situation and vice versa, but it was more gap integrity problems. We had misfits, and anytime that you have misfits, those can equal explosion plays in a hurry, and that's what happened. We had several misfits on the gap schemes, which then created huge explosion runs. And then when we played free access, they threw a hitch. When we played bump and run, they threw it over our heads. So it was a difficult day for the defense. And then offensively, it's been the same struggle. Several missed opportunities that were explosion plays that could have kept us in the game. And that's just where we're at right now.
As for the defense, you know, anytime you don't perform as you think you should, it can be a bit demoralizing. But the week before, even though you had lost, we had talked about, we saw a lot of good things from the defense, seemed like they were coming along. So to take a step back like that can maybe be a little more demoralizing. How's their morale been?
They're doing fine. They recognize what occurred on tape. The things that they did the game before Kent State, they played great gap football. They were able to limit the explosion plays, minusing one 75-yard run. And it was just a deal where if you watch the La Tech game, we were gap sound, and if you watch the Kent State game, we weren't. And anytime that you're not filling the A gap and you're supposed to fill the A gap, that can cause problems. And that's the challenge in football, is being able to maintain discipline, maintain your fundamentals, and play true gap football.
As for the offense, you did have some bright spots in that Kent State game, but again, as far as consistently stringing drives together or first downs together, that seems to be the issue. And again, maybe weren't at full strength with your running back core. Just another up and down day for the offense.
There's no question about it. We're consistently not running the football well right now whatsoever. And we want to run the ball consistently. It's fascinating to watch on tape right now. Whenever we block a play correctly, we'll miss a read with a running back, or we somehow find a way not to block maybe our three technique the way that we're supposed to. And it's one consistency problem after another. Our perimeter blocking needs to improve. There was several opportunities where the line did a great job of blocking up front. The back had the edge, and then we misfit on a perimeter block. So those were some of the things that we're really working on hard this week, was becoming better in the run game. And just like I said, the biggest disappointments is what's going on in the throw game. Whenever you have 250 yards of missed opportunities of guys wide open or vice versa, that's hard to watch on tape, and it's where we're at right now. We need to start making those plays, and we start making those plays, things get better in a hurry.
You know, you talked about the blocking from your receivers. That's something that a lot of times is maybe more attitude than ability. Is that something that maybe they weren't called on as much in previous years to be blockers, and this offense, it's a little bit different for them in that way?
Yeah, and every offense that I've been a part of, anywhere from urban spread offense to the offense that we're running, which is a hybrid between Coach Myers and a pro style, we've always asked the wide receivers to be critical blockers in the run game. They're the guys, in all actuality, that spring those 40, 50-yard explosion plays, and we need to get better on the perimeter in all aspects.
Bowling Green will be at Notre Dame this coming Saturday. That's a 3:30 kickoff from Notre Dame Stadium. First ever visit to South Bend for the Falcons. We'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 2:30. Speaking of the throw game, clearly quarterback Darius Wade is the trigger man for your passing game, and clearly he's frustrated, I'm sure, as everybody is. What have you been working on with him in the off week, hoping to maybe smooth out some of these bumps that we've been talking about?
Consistency. There's times in the Kent State game that I thought that he did some really good things, and there was some, you know, those handful of plays that are always noticeable at the position that we need to clean up. Just like I said, I thought he played better than what he did the week prior, but it still needs to take that next step in order for us to be consistently good on offense.
When you break down his mechanics, is it footwork or is it arm angle or what's the mechanical problem that's maybe holding him back right now?
His upper half and his lower half aren't married right now. It's just like a golfer. Whenever a golfer swings a club, your hips, your shoulders, and the club are all in line with the throw. Right now what's happening, it's primarily because of his arm injury, is that he's not using his lower half whatsoever. And when you do that, you're going to lock out. The ball's going to air either high left, high right. And those are some things that we're trying to work with him, is to get his upper body and lower body married together. And once that occurs, things get better. But that's not an easy deal to do during the season.
As far as the week off from playing a game, was it beneficial for anybody in particular to maybe get a few less reps, to maybe heal up a little bit? I mean, you were four games into a season. A good spot maybe for a few guys to get a little bit of rest?
We did. We made sure the guys that have playing a bunch of snaps were able to take some time off, but we made sure that we still got work out of them, because we need to improve in every facet right now. Every position right now needs to improve. We got the guys healed that needed to be healed, but we still got work done with them.
Playing your starters against your starters, your ones v ones, and practice at this point in a season, would you characterize that as somewhat unusual? Or is it something you've kind of done before? It just depends how a season's going.
Every place that we've ever been, we've always done some of it. From Coach Meyer to Coach Adazio to Coach Carr to Frank Beamer, we always did it particular periods that are ones-on-ones, because you still want to simulate the speed of the game. Right now we're doing a little bit more than what we've ever done, and it's because we need to develop and we need to improve at a lot of positions. And the only way you do that is you're playing against good people, and that's what's got to occur. So it's a little bit outside the box in terms of the number of reps that we're going against each other, but we'll always have periods that ones are going versus ones, because you have to simulate the speed of the game. If not, you can get in trouble real quick if you're not doing that.
Bowling Green's next opponent, certainly capable of getting you in trouble, number 10 rated Notre Dame. We'll talk about the Fighting Irish and more BGSU football with Coach Leffler when we come back to Frickers. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code FALCONFRIDAY. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Best pizza? New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No. Extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke. Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show here at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football after an off week. We'll be back at it this week as they will head to South Bend to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. It is a 3:30 game. Kickoff at 3:30, pregame at 2:30 here on the network on Saturday. Head coach Scott Leffler is with us as the Falcons are preparing to take on the Irish. And of course, with the off week, a chance for all the things that we've already talked about, Coach, but maybe also a little bit longer to prepare for the next opponent since you have the off week. At what point did you start to look at Notre Dame a little bit during last week's cycle?
Minute that Kent State was put to bed, we automatically started on Notre Dame instantly. I thought after watching them, I've been associated playing against Notre Dame since 1993 in some facet, and I think this is by far, hands down, one of the best recruited football teams that Notre Dame has had, and that's no disrespect to those teams that we played against. It's just that I think they've done a phenomenal job. When you watch the tape, when you watch Georgia, they're on the same playing field as Georgia, and I think Kirby Smart has done a phenomenal job down there in terms of recruiting at Georgia. But Notre Dame's different. They're long, they're twitchy, they're fast at all positions. And I think they've really done a great job. And I think this team that we're about ready to play isn't a top 10 team. I think it's a top 5 team.
Yeah, it's really the identity of this Notre Dame team. It's maybe morphed a little bit since Brian Kelly's been there. I think he was more of thought of as an offensive guy when he got there. But this team, clearly, as you are indicating, is led by its defense. The stats bear that out as well. And they lead the nation in tackles for loss. And they also had, I think, 5 or 6 sacks against Virginia the other day. Seems like that front four is able to get it done themselves, too, which is always a problem.
No doubt. My roommate in college is Mike Elston, who coaches the defensive line. I think he's done a great job recruiting that position and developing that position. But it's not the only position. Their linebackers are as twitchy as they've ever been. I think their safeties can really run. Their corners will run. They're long. They can run. They're explosive. They tackle well. They disrupt the passer all the time. Just like I said, I don't think this is a top 10 Notre Dame team. I think this is a top 5 team.
With that in mind, offensively, we've talked about some of the issues that you have had. What kind of things do you try to do to get yourself established or slow down that pass rush on Saturday? What do you hope to lean on offensively?
A lot of creative thinking. You have to quick game them, get the ball out of your hands. You got to chip them. You've got to have protections where you chip and then crunch them. There's multiple things that you got to do in order to slow those two dudes down that are coming off the edge. The problem with it is whenever you're doubling and you're chipping those long pass rushers, those big, powerful guys inside are normally one-on-one. So you got to change it up constantly. You got to have creative ways of thinking in terms of how you handle those defensive ends. The NFL has to do it all the time. College, whenever you really watch college football, there's very limited chipping that occurs. Everyone's trying to beat the rushers by getting the ball out as fast as they can, and I think you got to have a combination of all the above.
Speaking of the chipping and blocking, we sort of talked about your receivers blocking earlier and that you'd like to see that improve. That chipping would, of course, involve running backs getting involved. How have you graded your running backs and helped them with pass protection when they've been called upon?
They've done a fairly good job. There's a couple of protection breakdowns that they've had this year that could have really helped us in some explosion plays. But I think those guys really work at it. I think they're committed to protecting the passer. I think they've done a fairly good job with it this year.
And when you look at Notre Dame then offensively, again, we look at a team that is, I'd say, fairly average offensively for that level of football. They don't put up huge numbers, but what are they looking to do offensively? What's their identity, their offense?
Yeah, they're balanced attack. They run the football extremely well. They know what they want to accomplish in the throw game. They'll nickel and dime you, and then they'll take their shots just like everyone else does. I think they're big and long, too. I think the offensive line is big and powerful. I think they'll get better as the season goes along. But offensively, it's a very good football team, too. I know the stats aren't as good as what they've been in the past, but that is a really good offensive football team, and you know my opinion about the defense.
So clearly you think they'll try to work off the run game first. They're going to try to establish that running game and then see what else they have to do.
No question about it. I think they'll try to establish the run. They'll be balanced. They'll nickel and dime us, and then they'll take their shots whenever they get the particular looks that they want.
Give me a scouting report, a little in-depth on Ian Book, their quarterback, what he brings to the game, how much of a run threat he is. Just give me your thoughts on his game.
You know, I've watched him not enough to give you a complete assessment of him. The times that I have watched him, I think he's a guy that takes care of the football. I think he knows exactly what they want to accomplish with him. He's well coached. He has the ability to get out of trouble with his legs, and I think just the three games that I've watched him, I think he has the ability to make every throw. So I like him a lot. I think he's a good football player.
You know, you talked earlier about getting rid of the football quickly to sort of negate pass rush. Last week, your guys, the pass rush wasn't as big a factor as it was against Louisiana Tech. Some of that is because of what Kent State did in that way. It seemed like there wasn't a whole lot of sitting around back there in the pocket, right?
No, I thought we pass protected better. We still need to be more consistent. There was a couple pass protection breakdowns that could have led to some big plays, but I thought we took a step in the right direction in terms of pass pro, and we just consistently have got to get through the progression, throw the guy that's open the ball, and we got to catch it.
Sounds so simple when you put it that way, but then there's 11 guys over there trying to stop you from doing that, right? But your pass rush as well had a real effect in the Louisiana Tech game, and Kent State, again, maybe some of what they did really doesn't allow for your front four to get much of a chance at the quarterback, right?
I thought in the Louisiana Tech game we had a great pressure packages that we were able to use. What Kent State did was really quite simple. If we played free access, they threw the quick game. They got the ball out of their hands, so that negates the pass rush. Just like I was saying, the quick game normally can do that. It takes patience, but it's very effective. And then once you press and try to man up and try to take that quick away game away, if you've got vertical speed, which they did, you could throw it over their head.
Yeah, and as that game sort of played out, we witnessed what you were talking about, your corners giving a lot of cushion and then alternately trying to close that down. And we're continuing to see the on-the-job training for your young corners, and sometimes it's kind of painful to watch, I'm sure, for them too.
It really is, but the Hudson, I think, is going to be a really good football player. Obviously, with his age, his size, and all that, he's being picked on a little bit right now, but just like I've always believed, you know, when a young guy gets an opportunity to play, we're going to look back 2 years from now and go, that guy is a super, super football player for us because of all the experience that he was able to gain through this year. Whenever guys are throwing at you and kind of picking on you or trying to pick on you, that is great, invaluable experience. And I think Hudson is going to be a really, really good football player. He's just young, and he needs to get in the weight room, but he's got great speed. He understands it. He wants to be a real dude, and he's working at it. And I'm super proud of that kid because that kid's going through a lot. We're asking him to do a lot. Hopefully, in the near future here, that we're not having and asking freshmen to be able to have to play like we are right now, and we're probably going to have to do the same thing next year. So, but we want to get to the point where we can bring guys in, develop them, let them earn their figure out the game a little bit instead of on the field training stuff.
On the job training can be rough, and of course, Juwan Hudson. The number one thing at that position is that you can't dwell on your mistakes or when you just get beat, because that position is so isolated on the field. How is he in putting things behind him and playing next play?
He's a winner. The kid gets it. I love him. Just like I said, he is going to be a – down the road, he is going to be a really good football player for us. He's a few pounds too light right now, and he needs to gain some strength. But he's gaining invaluable experience right now with what he's going through. And he's a tough enough kid that he's not going to, you know, the negative things that occur right now to him, he's not gonna bat an eye. He's just going to keep improving and keep getting better. He's a winner. He's the culture that we're looking for. He's great off the field. He's great in the classroom. He's a dude. And I can't wait to watch him develop over these next couple of years.
Coach, speaking of that, some of the guys that are leading this team as far as on the field and or off the field that have, quote-unquote, bought in and are some of the older guys that are leading your team, I think your captains, I would assume, have to come to the forefront there, Jack Kramer, David Konowalski, those two guys trying to lead this team. Talk about them and their leadership this year for this club.
They've done a great job. They've had a tough road here. They've been, I just looked at it, what is it, since 2013, I'm the seventh coach here, which is absolutely unbelievable. So they've had a tough road, very inconsistent paths they all had. And the whole key to this whole thing is getting the culture right, recruiting really well, getting our kids to buy in, getting better, improving, and getting some consistency. And as soon as we are able to get consistent, good things are going to happen to this place.
Yeah, they did a nice video with David Konowalski. You can check that out at bgsufalcons.com on his background and his childhood and his time here at Bowling Green. He's a sixth-year player and really a great, great kid and a great story. Coach, we appreciate you coming over. Hopefully the off week was a bit as far as to be able to rejuvenate your club, and we'll see you over in South Bend on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, guys.
BGSU head coach Scott Leffler with us. We'll take a break and talk BGSU hockey. It's time to drop the puck on the season on Sunday. Coach Ty Eigner will join us next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football Saturday at Notre Dame. That's a 3:30 kickoff. We'll be on the air at 2:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Sunday, BGSU hockey will be at Miami to begin the season. Here to talk about that and more is head coach Ty Eigner joining us at Frickers. Coach, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Todd. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, of course, your first official Frickers Coaches Show visit as the head coach since taking over, so we get that out of the way, and let's just get the big question out of the way since our former coach is now the coach of Miami, a guy that you worked with here for 10 years, Coach Chris Bergeron. Ironic, you guys open against each other. It adds a layer to this story. Clearly, it's going to be on everybody's mind. Talk about the matchup on Sunday from that aspect.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's the history and the relationship between Coach Bergeron and, and our program, and he did a great job and was a pleasure to work with for 9 years. And, you know, Miami and Bowling Green have a long history of playing each other, and as an in-state opponent, we'd like to continue that tradition, even though we're not in the same league anymore. So we've had an agreement in place to play home-and-home non-conference series, and last year we took a year off. And so they're an opponent, even though we're not in the same league, that we're going to continue to want to play. And it's the scheduling was just kind of funky this year that it worked out that, you know, he got a new job, I got a new job, and we happened to open up on a Sunday down in Oxford for his first game at his alma mater and my first game at my alma mater. So it'll be fun.
Has there been much talk amongst the team? I mean, do the guys think about it as much as we do, or do they just want to get a season started here?
I think a little bit of both. They want to get the season started, but we had a really neat and well-attended season ticket holder event on Saturday at the arena, and there were a bunch of people there, and we had a question and answer session, and the question was asked of our captains, you know, are you guys ready to go and thinking about this? And I believe the answer took about a split second to say, yeah, we're ready to go. And, you know, they know who we're playing and who's involved in it, and I mean that in a positive way. They want to go out and prove to everybody that, you know, this is their turn and this is their year, and they want to go out and do the best they can for Bowling Green, and it just happens that there'll be a couple people on the other side that we're real familiar with.
And you want to continue to build on the success that you had over the last 5 years in particular, but last year getting the NCAA tournament for the first time in 29 years and having all the success you had. And when you look at it, you do return quite a lot, even though, you know, you lost quite a lot, but as I look at your stat sheet, 7 of your top 10 point production guys are back. So this is a team that, while we always sort of maybe focus on guys that are gone, you return a lot, don't you?
Yeah, we feel really good about the guys we've got, you know, returning. And again, if you followed our program the past 4 or 5 years, this isn't the first time this has happened where we've had, you know, really good senior classes leave or goaltenders or players sign NHL contracts and leave a year early. So we're used to it, and it's kind of we've tried to recruit to that. We want players to come here and A, come and get their degree and have a great career, but B, go on and play pro hockey once they're done. And for some guys, that's after they're a senior and they've graduated, and some guys it's after their junior year and they move on. So, you know, those are opportunities for them to further their career, and it's opportunities for guys within our program to step up and fill those shoes. And, you know, I think if the biggest, you know, question mark probably going in from people that aren't involved in our program is where are we going to be in goal. And, you know, Ryan Bednard was a very, very good goalie for us the past couple of years and had an opportunity to go sign with the Florida Panthers, who drafted him. And so we support Ryan in that decision, and we wish him the best. And now it's Eric Dopp's turn. Eric's been here for 2 years and doing everything the right way for a couple of years. So Eric feels like he's ready and done everything, and I would agree. I had the question today in a press conference, how confident are you in your goaltending? And I said, I'm very confident in it. Eric's done everything right for 2 years. He just happened to be playing with another player that was really, really good. So it's a good spot, and so we're confident about all our positions. We lost 3 defensemen, and, you know, we'll have some other guys step up, and we lost some guys up front that were significant contributors for 3 or 4 years when they were here. So now it's other guys' turn. So you mentioned we've got a bunch of kids back in terms of scoring, and that's obviously a good place to start. And, you know, we hope that our young guys can learn and assimilate to what we're trying to do on a daily basis. And then when it's their numbers called, they step up and rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and you look at Eric Dopp's numbers. I mean, he didn't play as many games nearly as Ryan did, but his goals against average was better. Save percentage was better. So it's not like what we see from him has been pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, it's a smaller sample size. Yeah. You're right. But, you know, his numbers, I think if he'd have played, I don't know exactly, and don't quote me on this, but if he'd have played 2 or 3 more games, from a numbers perspective, his goals against and save percentage would have been as good as anybody in the country. So he just didn't play enough games to qualify for that. So he's more than capable of being a starting goalie in our league, and we 100% believe he's going to do a great job for us.
Now, last year, you guys were either number 1 or number 2 in allowing people to score against you, depending on which stat you want to look at. And when you look at your defensive core coming back, are you as confident you can play similar to that level this year defensively? We talked about 7 of your top 10 scorers back. What about the defensive core? How do you feel about that coming back?
Yeah, so obviously Ryan Bednard was a piece of that as our goaltender. And then the goals against average ended, I believe when our last game got over, it ended up being number one in the country. And, you know, we lost three senior defensemen, which had a huge role in that. They played a bunch of minutes for us and were guys that were more, if you characterize them, they were more defensive defensemen than offensive. So now it's, you know, you've got some returners. Obviously, Alec Rauhauser will play a big part in that. And Jake Dalton's a senior who's played a bunch of games for us. And then juniors, Carson Musser and Justin Wells, are going to get an opportunity to prove that they deserve more ice time than they've had in their first 2 years. And then Will Cullen and Tim Theocharitis are guys that have played a bunch of hockey for us as freshmen last year. So they're going to get an opportunity to jump in there. And then we'll see where our freshmen end up being. We like what they bring to the table. They were recruited here to be big-time players for us, so they're going to get that opportunity, and what they do with that opportunity will be on them. But I think we're going to play the same way. The expectation's the same. I mean, I don't know if you can continually be the number one team in the country in terms of goals against, but the expectation is that we're going to be really good in goal, and we're going to defend really hard as a team.
And a huge part of that goals against average, of course, is defending against the power play. You guys were, I think, second in the country last year in the penalty kill, and that sometimes that's a trait or a skill that sort of morphs during a season with the team. The penalty kill unit, you know, maybe you can't just look on paper and say we should be as good again. Is that something, though, where you feel like you can replicate some of that success?
Yeah, that's something that even when we didn't have the 20-win seasons, I think in the past 9 years, if you look back, our penalty kill has always been a strength of ours. And I think it's a mentality and how you approach it. We want to put pressure on people and take time and space away and be aggressive on the penalty kill. And if someone's going to beat us, they're going to beat us making, you know, three, four good passes and a good play at the end of the day. So I would expect our penalty kill to be very good again. You know, we've got a bunch of guys that have killed up front, and Connor Ford and Freddie Letourneau and Sam Craigs and Taylor Schneider and Alex Barber have killed for us in the past up front. And then, you know, the defensemen I mentioned are all certainly capable of killing. So our mentality will be the same. We want to, you know, be aggressive and make teams beat us. And hopefully our penalty kill will continue to be as good as it's been.
Well, you mentioned Alec Rauhauser, one of your senior captains. He was with you today at the media gathering. So, you know, that sort of tells you he's not the official spokesman for the team by any stretch, but certainly a guy that is going to be in a leadership role now as a senior. Just give us your thoughts on Alec and his career and this senior year coming up, the role that he's going to play for you here in his final season.
Yeah, I think, you know, Alec obviously is a all-rookie team as a freshman and all-American as a sophomore. Last year, I believe he was second-team all-league. So he's had an outstanding career for 3 years here. And, you know, after his sophomore year, if you'd have asked us, is Alec going to be here for his senior year, we probably would have said no, you know, based on where he put himself in the big picture and if someone was willing to potentially sign him. And at the end of the year, the contract in the NHL didn't work out last year, so that we're fortunate to get him back, and I think he's poised to have a big-time year. He's going to play a huge role for us. He's going to play, you know, he runs one of our power play units. He kills penalties. He plays against the other team's best players, so he's a huge piece to this. And I think, you know, if Alec has the kind of year that he's capable of and he's put himself in position to have, he's going to get everything he wants from a pro hockey standpoint. And I think he puts himself on the map for being a potential BGSU Hall of Famer in the future. I mean, he's going to have a wonderful career. He was an All-American. He was All-League. And so he will have done everything he can here to potentially be in that conversation.
Well, Coach, I want you to talk a little bit about the staff that you put together, which, of course, was you were charged with doing that when you became the head coach. You had to go ahead and put together a staff then. And after, a couple lonely weeks around the office, being the only guy in there, you put together a staff. Introduce some of these guys. Give us a little background on your coaching staff.
Yeah, there are two gentlemen. There's three people that we ended up hiring that I feel 100% confident in as people. Curtis Carr has been in college coaching. He was an associate head coach at Merrimack College. Curtis is a guy that, as an assistant coach, he and I, you know, kind of ran in the same circles at different showcases and scouting events, and so got to know Curtis through recruiting a few players that he coached when he was a junior hockey coach. Adam Burkle's a guy that I've referenced before. You know, so Curtis coached Adam, and Adam ended up having a really good career here for us. And so you develop a little bit of a relationship there. And I just felt really comfortable with Curtis and how he did his business. And so you, when you're around a bunch of other people that are doing the same job you're doing, you formulate opinions of them, and you know, if there was ever an opportunity to work with a guy, you could say, yeah, I could see myself working with him, or I definitely couldn't see myself working with this guy or that guy. And so Curtis was a guy that I've known and I felt really comfortable about in the process, and he reached out very early in the process. And you know, he's got connections to Ohio. Like I said, he's coached in Youngstown, and his wife is from over there, and she's got a twin sister, so it was a real easy move for him to come back to Ohio from a family perspective. And you know, how close we are as a staff, you know, the family's important. And so adding Curtis and his family to the mix was great for us. And then Mako Balkovec's a guy that I've known for 25 or so years. We played against each other in college, and we had some mutual friends. Mako played at Wisconsin and on some really good teams at Wisconsin. And he's a guy that I would go down to Madison, Wisconsin in the summers, and we would train together. And so I've known Mako since our playing days. And then, you know, he went on and had a real nice pro career, and then got into high school coaching in Wisconsin, used his teaching degree and did that. And then got an opportunity to go back home where he's from in Vancouver and coach the Burnaby Winter Club, which is a prep school midget program kind of thing, a really, really, really elite program in Western Canada, probably as good a program as there is in Western Canada, and did an outstanding job there. And so I would see Mako on some of my recruiting trips out to the BC area, and we would talk periodically. He'd say, hey, what about this guy and what about that guy? And I'd recruited some kids that he had coached before that were in junior hockey, so the relationship was still there. He's a guy that right away when the job posted, he sent me a text and said, hey, I just want you to know I sent my stuff in. And I'm like, are you serious? And he said, yeah. I said, you know, knowing because he'd been entrenched out there and got a chance to go home back to Vancouver. And, you know, he had a daughter who was going to be a senior in high school, and that was a big deal. And a son who was involved in youth hockey there and baseball. His son actually pitched in the Little League World Series. His team from Western Canada represented Canada in the World Series. So he got a chance to play in the Little League World Series. And so I knew it was a huge deal for him from a family perspective. And ultimately, when we went through the process, he was just a guy that every time I talked to him, I got more excited about what he would bring to the table. And then when he came on campus on his interviews, you know, both him and Curtis both knocked it out of the park and did a great job. And I told him when I drove him back to the airport, I said, you know, you've put yourself in a really good spot here. And I just want to make sure that, you know, as we move forward, you know, as excited as I am about this potential opportunity, I want to make sure that the other three people with the same last name as you are prepared to move from Vancouver to Bowling Green, because it's a big deal. You know, a senior, you know, his daughter's a senior in high school, and for her to say, Dad, this is what you've been wanting to do for a long time, and give up her senior year back in Vancouver and come to Bowling Green, Ohio for the first time in her life says a lot. So, yeah, I couldn't be more excited about those two as coaches. And then Nathan Phillips is an unbelievable young man. He was a goaltender at Michigan State, was a three-time academic All-Big Ten goaltender for them, and he's been coaching at Culver Military Academy over in Twin Lakes, Indiana, coaching with a former Falcon great Wayne Wilson's son, Stu. So we got a chance to talk to Nathan a little bit over the past couple years recruiting, and would see him, and he reached out to me. He sought me out in Florida at our coaches' meetings and said he'd be interested. And he's on top of stuff. He's really, really organized. So that's great for me because I'm not really, really organized. So he keeps me, like, he's got a, you know, we have to worry about team meals and on the road and Fridays. And so he put this list up today, and Curtis was like, Nate, what's this list? And he's like, well, it's a after game meal for when we play Mankato. And he's like, well, don't we play Mankato in November? And he's like, yeah. He's like, so he's ahead of the game for sure. So really comfortable with all three of them. It's been really great to see the staff kind of develop the relationships and talk hockey, coach hockey, give, you know, enjoy each other's company. So I'm really excited about where we're at from a coaching staff perspective.
We'll have more with Coach Agner after we take a break. We're at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense, and pass passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5% to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show talking BGSU hockey. They'll open the season Sunday at Miami. And then the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, they'll play at the Icebreaker event at the Huntington Center in Toledo. On Friday the 11th, Bowling Green will play RIT at 8 o'clock, and then they'll play either Ohio State or Western Michigan at 8 o'clock on Saturday the 12th, which is a good thing for us. The Toledo football game that day has been announced as noon, so a lot of the folks can do both. But that Icebreaker event, Coach, is a big deal to be in and really serving as the host there in Toledo.
Yeah, it'll be a great event. You know, obviously the Huntington Center and the folks affiliated with the Huntington Center do an outstanding job. It's a great building, and so it'll be a first-class tournament for everybody involved. The city of Toledo will be great. There's a bunch of hockey fans around, and yeah, I couldn't agree more. That noon football game certainly makes it easier for a lot of people who behind the scenes are going to be asked to do a bunch of work. You know, I think people, you know, just if they don't understand the kind of inner workings of a day like that, you know, you've got to have a bunch of people working at the football game, and then people would say, well, yeah, but you don't play until 8. Well, but there's another game that we're responsible to make sure we've got people's working or people working at 5 o'clock. So there's a lot of people that will be very tired, I'm sure, after Saturday night's game. And Michael being one of them, get a chance to have a nice – I'll get you another one of those beverages you have there, Michael, so you can have a good night's sleep. So, but it should be a great event. You know, it should be a great, you know, a great day for Falcon fans. Come watch the football team play Toledo, and that'll be a great day and a great event and a big crowd. And then, you know, make sure you don't have too many adult beverages so you can drive up to Toledo and then watch us play in Toledo, right? So.
And three of those four teams are in the preseason top 20, Bowling Green, Ohio State, and Western Michigan. So a great field as well. Coach, first things first, that game at Miami on Saturday. We wish you all the best. We're thrilled to have you leading the program as a BG alum and ready to take that next step. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure.
That's BGSU hockey coach Ty Eigner. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be. It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Rooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Jets. At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green, or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Here at Frickers to wrap up the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. A couple of notes on the other sports. BGSU volleyball beat Ohio and Kent State last weekend on the road to begin Mid-American Conference play. And they will be home Friday and Saturday this week to take on Akron and Buffalo. Caitlin Meyer and Isabel Marciniak were named Players of the Week, offensively, and Center of the Week, respectively, there this past week with those two wins. Women's soccer, two wins as well. Friday beat Akron 1-0. Beat Buffalo Sunday yesterday 2-1. They're 2-0 in the MAC. They're on the road this weekend at Kent State and Ohio. BGSU football Saturday. Make its first ever trip to South Bend, Indiana to take on Notre Dame. And we'll be on the air at 2:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. And kickoff from South Bend is 3:30 on Saturday. A reminder to check out our BGSU ZiggyCast podcast. That'll be posted later tomorrow as we talk BGSU football. John Gibson and I will join you on the ZiggyCast this week, and you can check that out every week during the football season. So until Saturday from South Bend, Indiana, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, "I, Ziggy Zumba."
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.